Did you know that your emotional makeup is written all over your human design chart? The emotional solar plexus is just the tip of the iceberg. In this episode, we're going to cover five specific parts of your chart that contribute to your emotional experience and expression, and how they can influence your work and your relationships. Welcome to the Heart-Centered Human Design Show, which is all about emotional intelligence and conscious business. This podcast is for heart-centered entrepreneurs and professionals that desire meaningful success and work-life balance so that they can wake up every day feeling empowered, inspired, and supported by work and life. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design specialist and coach, and I'm so excited to help you embody your unique human design so you can be on purpose and fulfill your potential. So let's dive in. We're going to start with the obvious one, which is the emotional solar plexus center. Regardless of whether you have the center defined or not, you're all human and we all have emotions, and especially those reactive emotions. When something amazing happens in your life, you're probably going to feel pretty happy or good about it. And if something terrible happens, you're going to feel a different way. And it doesn't matter if your solar plexus is defined or not, this is going to show up for you. Now, how much access you have to these emotions or how well you're able to express them and really feel them is a whole different story and can relate to a lot of conditioning and how your chart is wired. If your solar plexus is defined, and if you're not sure about this, just make sure to have your chart available. And I have lots of episodes in season one that go into the nitty-gritty details about all of this. If this is all new to you, you might want to review that. If your solar plexus is defined, you have emotional authority. And in addition to your normal human reactive emotions, you also have an emotional wave. And this is just part of your chemistry. Your emotional wave is going to be moving regardless of outside circumstances. Sometimes you're going to feel up, sometimes you're going to feel down, sometimes you're going to feel neutral. And understanding how your wave works and really tapping into where you're on your wave can be so beneficial. And remember, with a defined solar plexus, it's also important to wait out your decisions until you've reached a point of emotional clarity. If your solar plexus is undefined, in addition to having your own reactive emotions, you're also going to be taking in and amplifying the waves of other people around you that do have emotional waves. And you can also create emotional waves in relationship with certain people through electromagnetics when you attract certain energy in their chart that activates a wave. When you do not really understand your emotional wave or your emotional openness and the fact that you are taking on and amplifying other people's emotions, this can wreak havoc on your decision-making. And remember, making decisions is such a vital aspect of your life and your career because where you are today is a result of all of the decisions that you've made. So understanding your emotional authority, if this is what you have, is absolutely crucial. And if you are emotionally undefined, not allowing the emotional waves or the amplification of other people's to influence your decision-making is also really, really important. This can show up in business and in your relationships in a couple of ways. So again, if you're defined, if you have a defined emotional wave, there are going to be certain times where you are crashing on your wave. And that can be cataclysmic. I have the type of emotional wave that when my wave crashes, it crashes hard and it can be really, really explosive. And in the past, I have made horrible decisions. I have ended relationships inappropriately. I have really exploded on other people. And the thing with your emotional wave, like when it resets, you might feel fine, but the people that you exploded on are not going to feel fine about it. So this can be really detrimental to relationships and also in business. Like, if you're having an emotional wave crash and you don't know that it's coming or you don't know how to handle it and you blow up over some big thing, this can really wreak havoc in your business and in your career and your job. If you are emotionally undefined, this can show up as not asking for your needs to be met or not asserting yourself because you are avoiding truth or confrontation with somebody else when you are noticing or feeling in your body that they are down on their wave. And, or you might make decisions that are trying to keep other people happy because you don't want to feel their emotions if they are down on their wave. And if you think that something that is a decision that is correct for you is going to impact them negatively and you want to avoid that, you may not make the correct decisions for you. So understanding your solar plexus configuration is really important in knowing how to make the best decisions and all aspects of work, life, relationships, and business. The next area we're going to cover is your human design type. Each human design type has a not self theme or a low emotional theme expression, and also your signature theme. For manifestors, the high expression of your signature theme is peace, the low expression is anger. For generators, the high expression is satisfaction, the low expression is frustration. Manifesting generators get the best of both worlds, so they can be satisfied and in peace or frustrated and angry. Projectors deal with success and bitterness, and reflectors with surprise or delight and disappointment. Now, that's not to say that we can't all experience those. We certainly will. However, the signature and the not self theme of your type, if you're noticing that not self theme, like it's a constant thing, like you're constantly angry or you're constantly frustrated or you're feeling bitter all of the time, that is a good indication that you are off track and that you may not be following your strategy and authority and you're not living in alignment. So the solution to that is to really get back into following strategy and authority, getting back into alignment so you can feel your signature theme of peace, satisfaction, success, and delight and surprise. So again, with your type, and especially, I mean, really for all the types, if you're constantly angry or you're constantly frustrated in your relationships, in your work life, other people will pick up on that. And it is going to impact your relationships, whether that is with colleagues or your employees or your supervisors, your loved ones are going to be impacted by that. So when you're making the correct decisions for you, really living in alignment with your type and experiencing more of your signature theme, that's beneficial for everybody. And it's fantastic for your relationships, fantastic for your business. And remember, when you're making the best decisions and the correct decisions for you, you're going to remove resistance and life will flow much easier. The next area of your chart that we're going to cover is your circuitry, and specifically your individual circuitry. Circuitry in your chart is how the energy flows through your body. And you can think of this like the circuitry of a house. So the way that the electricity is hooked up in your house, you're going to have a circuit board that runs, you know, the bedroom areas. You might have another one that covers the kitchen and the living room, and then another one that covers all of the outside areas of your house. In human design, we have three major circuits. We have individual circuitry, which is very much about self-empowerment, empowerment of other people. It is mutative. It brings change. It brings new things into the world. We also have tribal circuitry, which is very much about support, your loved ones, your community, making sure that the resources are there, that people are taken care of. We also have collective circuitry, which is very much about sharing from your experiences and dealing with the collective on a bigger level. Your chart is going to show you, some people I, for instance, have, mine is fairly equally balanced between all three, but some people might be highly, highly individual. You tend to lean towards one area of that circuitry. Now, with individual circuitry, this energy is, it's mutative, it is different, it is here to bring change. And it has a sense of melancholy built into it. Naturally, every single gate and channel in the individual circuitry does have melancholy with it. The way that individual circuitry works is that it operates in a pulse, like nothing is happening, nothing is happening, nothing is happening, and then boom, out of nowhere, something happens. And you're not going to know, there's timing with this too. You're never going to know when the mutation or the change will come. People that have a lot of individual circuitry can feel very alone or very different or very lonely or misunderstood. And that in itself can bring on a lot of melancholy. I have friends that are highly, highly individual. All their channels are individual, but they have an emotional solar plexus. And yet sometimes feel like, oh, I feel like I have this way because I just go into these periods of melancholy. And that is actually related to the individual circuitry, not so much their solar plexus. I go very deep into this in my program, Emotional Intelligence by Human Design. And because we're all so unique and so completely differently configured, understanding your emotional makeup is so helpful to really creating the most amazing life, business, and relationships. So our next area are the awareness centers. We have three centers out of the nine in our chart that have awareness and bring different kinds of awareness. The first awareness center that we have already covered is the emotional solar plexus. And this is about emotional awareness and spiritual awareness, and nervousness can live here. So that is an experience that can come up around the solar plexus. We also have the spleen center, and this is actually the oldest awareness center. It's instincts, intuition, what keeps you safe in the now. And this is where your existential fears live. The fears of being inadequate, fears of the future, fears of the past repeating itself, fears of responsibility, of imperfection, of getting it wrong, and also of there not being a purpose to life. And these fears are very existential, and they can really impact your life and your business in ways when you do not recognize these fears and let them run the show and make your decisions for you. Because a lot of these fears are very much just about things that you are meant to overcome. You're meant to feel those fears and do them and go through the process anyway in order to overcome the fear. So this can be very confusing when you let these fears influence your decision-making strategy. And particularly in business, when you have to do something scary for the first time, maybe you are posting your, you know, going live on Facebook for the first time, or you are starting a podcast and putting it out there, that can be scary. Public speaking is one of the absolute biggest fears, and it can feel like it's going to kill us. And yet it is not actually going to kill you. And in order to get over the fear, you just have to do it. You have to allow yourself to feel the fear and do it anyway. The last awareness center is the Ajna Center, or in BG5, the business application of human design, we call this the conceptualization function. And this center is actually where anxiety lives. There can be a lot of anxiety about our opinions, or not having the right ideas, or not being able to express what we know. And again, there's a lot of overthinking in this potential for overthinking in the center as well. And this is a very common place that interferes with your actual authority or the correct decision-making strategy for you. Because remember, making decisions from the mind isn't correct. Our minds can be very limited, and they don't see all potential aspects, and they want to be certain about a decision. And this can really influence how you make decisions. So remember, it's so important to always go back to your strategy and authority. And even though sometimes your authority will make a decision for you that seems not logical or that doesn't make sense, it's still the correct decision for you. And oftentimes you don't see why it was correct until you look back in hindsight. The last place we're going to talk about today, and I am going to go deeper into all of these things in future episodes. We're definitely going to spend some time on the awareness centers and the fears, the nervousness, anxiety, and how this all can show up. But today we're going to keep it to this. The last one we're going to talk about are the shadows and distractions in your chart. And these show up in the undefined parts of your chart. So any part of your chart, when you look at it and it is not colored in, this is undefined. And these are areas, and especially depending on how your chart is configured, and especially if you have a split, you can feel like you are missing something in that area, or there is something wrong with you. And when you identify with that, or you believe that, this can really lead you on downward spirals. We can create stories that something is wrong with us and just go into this whole place of making the wrong decisions or seeking out the wrong relationships or feeling like we need somebody else to provide that part for us. And then again, this is going to interfere with our decision making. And it is a huge area of conditioning. There is good news that all of these undefined areas in your chart are also areas for great potential wisdom as you go through your deconditioning process, and you get to experience all of this energy in multiple different ways. You get to a place where you're highly, highly wise in how the energies of these areas work, and you can really help other people with what you have learned through that process. So again, in my brand new program, Emotional Intelligence by Human Design, I dive deep with you into your chart. This is very much about your unique map to self-empowerment and emotional wisdom through human design. I will leave a link to it in the profile. You can also go directly there. It's vanessanaja.com/emotional intelligence to check that out if it feels correct for you. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. You can feel free to send me an email or head over to Instagram at @HDVanessaNaja and share with me what you learned in this episode. I really want to connect with you, and I look forward to hearing from you.